This is Houston, contact with a test. 1, 2.
You've probably heard the phrase, "Oh, he's just pulling my crank," or something kind of like that. Or, "That's just plain rude," or something like that. Or, "Stop pulling my chain." All of these phrases have their origins in the space program dating to the 1952 sightings of UFOs over the sleepy upper New York State village of Oneonta, just southwest of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Prior to this time, the entire notion of a spaceship was something that looked like a rocket with fins of some sort. Well, that was our idea of a spacecraft. Visitors to Oneonta from other worlds saw this as some sort of bad joke. Rocket ships go up and then they fall down. We all know that. We all know that now. Actual flying spaceships require an entirely different approach, a different kind of shape. That early 1950s UFO did turn out to be an alien spacecraft, and it actually landed on Earth, the first known landing of its kind. It landed on the grassy Oneonta International Airport grounds, just outside of downtown. It remained there just long enough for a cloud of scientists and students from nearby Oneonta State University to study it and take photos. Alien beings did not exit the spacecraft, but they did allow the exterior of their craft to be studied from the outside. And that alone was enough to set off a kind of industrial revolution. True enough, it did happen, and the evidence remains to this day. If you travel to Oneonta, as thousands do every summer, you'll see the actual spacecraft burn marks on the grass at the airport. Truly, it's a wonder. Beyond this, what was realized from the study of the spacecraft was that, unlike Earth rockets, this interplanetary ship was roundish and very much like a wheel spoke, but even more ingenious. The spokes were curved. Brilliant idea. And while we have yet to build such a spacecraft, the galactic design did find its way into many ordinary Earth transportation devices. One important Earth vehicle is the modern outboard motor. The alien spaceship design became the inspiration for the Impeller. I-M-P-E-L-L-E-R. The Impeller. Critical to today's outboard motor. Because of it, we no longer have phrases such as, "Oh, he's just pulling my crank," or "Stop pulling my chain," or "That's just plain rude." Modern outboard motors have nothing to pull or crank, all thanks to the Impeller. The Impeller. Even the term "rude" became part of the name Evan Rude, originally pronounced as Even Rude. Even Rude. The greatest name in outboard motors. Still later, Johnson outboard motors became popular because of the Impeller as well. Today, sadly, the events of 1950s Oneonta are but a fading memory, though at least one iconic American institution continues to hold on to the great interstellar idea, its very catchphrase or its advertising slogan, attracting millions of people to its cause annually. Yes, it's the right-wing wing nuts of the Republican Party whose motto is, "We've got you by your Johnson." More next time. 32 minutes past the hour. Lift off on a